think that you can have a deathbed conversion and get away with it? Think again. Every debt must be paid. A Soul from Purgatory in the book The Unpublished Manuscript on Purgatory reveals to us what the lowest level in purgatory like and the horrors that are there. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 24 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, the favorite title of the souls in purgatory for the Blessed Mother. Over the next 3 days, we will be learning about the three different levels in purgatory and the things that we can do to avoid them and pray for them. Let's get into today's reading. When I spoke to you of the great and the second purgatory, it was to try to make you understand that there are different stages in purgatory. Thus, I call that stage of purgatory great or worst, where the most guilty souls are and where I stayed for 2 years without being able to give a sign of the torments I was suffering. The year when you heard me groaning, when I began to speak to you, I was still in the same place. I can tell you about the different degrees of purgatory because I have passed through them. In the great purgatory, there are several stages. In the lowest and most painful, like a temporary hell, are the sinners who have committed terrible crimes during life and whose death surprised them in that state. It was almost a miracle that they were saved, and often by the prayers of holy parents or other pious persons. Sometimes they did not even have time to confess their sins, and the world thought them lost. But God, whose mercy is infinite, gave them at the moment of death the contrition necessary for their salvation on account of one or more good actions which they performed during life. For such souls, purgatory is terrible. It is a real hell, with this difference, that in hell they curse God, whereas we bless Him and thank Him for having saved us. Next to these come the souls who, though they did not commit great crimes like the others, were indifferent to God. They did not fulfill their Easter duties and were also converted at the point of death. Perhaps they were unable to receive Holy Communion. They are in purgatory for the long years of indifference. They suffer unheard of pains and are abandoned, either without prayers or if they are set for them, they are not allowed to profit by them. There are in this stage of purgatory religious of both sexes who were tepid, neglectful of their duties, indifferent towards Jesus. Also priests who did not exercise their sacred ministry with the reverence due to the sovereign majesty and who did not instill the love of God sufficiently into the souls confided to their care. I was in this stage of purgatory. Incredible warnings for all of us, and we could read between the lines to understand. So we have here four different groups. We have great criminals who are converted, who were committing severe crimes and who died, and it didn't seem like they even had deathbed conversions. But what was it that saved them? Did you hear that? Holy parents or pious persons? Us. This is where we come in. These people, though we may find them hateful, we cannot do so because we then condemn them to hell. Remember what she said. They were grateful for having been saved. They could literally see hell inches away, but they're not there because of our prayers. So these terrible people in the world, we can save them. We are baptized in Christ. He saved. We can save because we're baptized into that saving power. We can do so. We do so every time we pray a decade of the rosary and we say that prayer, save us from the fires of hell. Us, we're not just saying save me. We're saying save us. Who's the us? Those terrible people. Think of them. Think of them. Could they be in a better place in purgatory? Of course, but at least they're not in hell. Take this role seriously. They will thank you eventually when they get out. And then the indifferent, those that put everything off, the spiritually extremely lazy, do not be these. Warn these people. There's hope for these people. Tell them, you're going to go to a purgatory where the sufferings are unheard of. Unheard of sufferings. Your purgatory will be terrible. Your comfort right now, you will pay the price for your long years of indifference. Speak to these people like this, that they will hate you. They already hate you, so who cares? Speak to them like this. They will thank you. Thank you for getting me into the second purgatory where it's terrible, but not as bad. So we can help these people, and then the religious, the indifferent ones, and then the priests that did not instill enough love. These groups, it's hard to convert them. Look at Jesus. He was trying to convert the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Did he succeed? No, but maybe we will. We can pray for these religious. Please, God. Why else? Because when religious are converted, when priests are holy, they affect incredible change. So it's worth the price to try to convert these. The terrible criminals, the indifferent religious, and then priests that aren't living to that level of holiness. We can pray for these groups. Now, unfortunately, it's most often the case, maybe not all the times, but most often the case, that these groups in purgatory cannot receive prayers. We pray for them anyway because we're not the judge of that. They can only receive prayer on one day, November 2nd. So every November 2nd, it should probably be the case that we don't sleep, that we pray 24 hours, take off the day before, take off the day after. We need to do 24 hours of praying on November 2nd because it reaches down even to the great purgatory. That is something that we really should talk about more further in further videos. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 25.